I'm Charlie Narduzzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Plums are one of the first fruits domesticated by man, and some, such as the beach plum, are natives. Beach plums are tough bushes early colonists found along the shores, and they're great for wildlife. The European plum beckons from Eastern Europe and spread into America in the 1700s. The Japanese plum and its hybrids actually hail from China. The best plums for Connecticut are Japanese-American hybrids such as Superior, Methley, and Shiro. They're best grown along the coast because they bloom early. European varieties such as Green Gage and Mount Royal are more cold-tolerant and better for inland areas. It's best to buy two different varieties within the same group for pollination. Some varieties such as Mount Royal are self-fertile, but will produce more with a friend growing within 100 feet. Plums are small trees that fit well in any yard. Since they bloom early and are susceptible to spring frosts, plant on an east-facing slope to delay flowering. Plums grow best on well-drained soil in full sun, but do have some issues. To prevent alternate bearing of fruits, 1 year a glut, followed by few fruits the next, thin plums now so they're spaced 3 inches apart. Prune trees annually in winter and fertilize in spring with a balanced organic plant food. Prune out any signs of black knot disease, sterilizing your pruner between cuts. Plum curculio insects cause crescent-shaped cuts in young fruit as they lay their eggs. Shake trees during warm evenings to collect the insects on a white sheet, then let the chickens feed on them under the tree, or spray kale and clay to prevent damage. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about garden beetles. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.